The mindfulness of thoughts and emotions practice. Take a little time to settle into the posture you've chosen, whether you're on a chair or on a cushion or laying down. Carefully adjust your posture to support a feeling of alertness, but be careful not to introduce undue tension. Allow your eyes to close, or if you prefer, you can leave them open, letting your gaze fall unfocused a comfortable distance in front of you. Take a moment to remind yourself of your intentions, to use this time to meditate, not to daydream or problem solve. If this does happen, then resolve to gently return your attention to the practice. Secondly, to be kind to yourself and your wandering mind. Now begin paying attention to the physical sensations in your body right now. What is most present for you? Perhaps it's the feeling at the point of contact with the chair or cushion, or the sensation of weight where your feet touch the floor. Whatever you're sensing, take a few moments to be curious and explore the feeling. Now, when you're ready, start to become more aware of the physical sensations around your breath and breathing. Check out if there is a part of your body where your breathing is felt most strongly. It might be at the nose where the breath enters, your chest, or it might be where your belly rises and falls. Choose an area and then rest your attention there. Begin to pay attention to your breathing cycle. See what it's like to hold your attention for a full in-breath and for a full out-breath, and perhaps noticing the pauses between each breath. There's no need to control your breathing in any way. Just try and follow it with your attention, however it is. By now you will probably have noticed how your mind can become easily distracted by perhaps a sensation in the body, or perhaps a thought about the past, present, the future. Maybe you are planning or replaying something that happened earlier in the day. It's important to regard this as entirely natural. It's what our minds do, and they wander. When you notice your attention is no longer on the breath, let go of any self-criticism and rather, with a kindly attitude, escort your attention back to the breath or perhaps another anchor you have chosen. Do this each time you become aware that you are no longer focused on your anchor or the breath. In this practice, we'll be bringing our awareness to patterns of thought taking place in the present moment. This includes the thinking component of any moods or emotions and any associated sensations in the body. The encouragement is to acknowledge thought, emotions, and sensations with equanimity, just allowing it to come and go as best we can without judgment. If you find an emotion becoming intolerable, then please pause the practice and do whatever you need to do to comfort and stabilize yourself. We begin by establishing our attention in the present, by anchoring our attention to the sensation of breathing here and now. Choose a place in the body where you notice breathing most vividly, maybe at the nose, chest, or at the abdomen. Wherever you choose, just let your attention settle there, noticing the sensations. As ever, if you become aware of having lost attention, bring it back again, without self-criticism. This is part of the meditation practice. Now, when you feel ready, widen your attention to listen, as it were, to any internal thinking or self-talk that is present. Of course, we're not listening with our ears, but it may have the quality of careful listening. You may want to experiment with listening to your thoughts as though they were a talk radio station, a station just on in the background, over which you have no control. Lightly keep in touch with your breathing, if you can, during this part of the practice. If it helps, you may want to say to yourself, just thinking, if you feel you're getting caught up in the thinking. Or try saying, not important, or this can wait. We're experiencing our thoughts in this moment, even though they may be about the past or the future. Even though they may be tumbling over each other. You may have noticed by now that thoughts may give rise to emotions, and that emotions give rise to thoughts. If you feel able, try to bring some curiosity to this process and some kindness. For example, you may notice some discomfort in your body, which is followed by a thought, which is followed by an emotion, followed by more thought. Notice if any of these reactive patterns are familiar to you. Maybe it has something to do with what you believe about yourself. Try not to get caught up in too much analysis at this time. Just return to your anchor if you feel drawn away to steady yourself. Now continue to practice in this way, bringing curiosity and kindness to your experience, whatever it is. Now in the next stage of practice, we gather your attention on the breath or whatever anchor you have chosen. Perhaps take a few deep breaths to steady yourself. And remember your intention to be kind. Now, if it feels comfortable to do so, take a little time now to offer yourself some kindness and some compassion to yourself, to your mind, and to your body. What would it be like to fully accept yourself and your experience without judgment? To let go of wanting to have a body and a mind that is other than it is. Perhaps there is no right way to be, no state of perfection to be reached, or even to strive for. If you find it helpful, you might try saying these words in your mind to yourself, or choose words for yourself. I am okay as I am. I am already fully whole. May I live with ease. May all beings live with ease. I'm okay as I am. I'm already fully whole. May I live with ease. May all beings live with ease. Spend a few minutes now appreciating yourself for the efforts you've made, to nurture yourself, to learn, grow your wisdom. Gathering our attention for the last time, into the breath, back into the body, into this moment, and then feel what it is that your body needs to do now after sitting still. Stretch, move. And perhaps begin to open your eyes. And gently take in the room, your surroundings, the light. And begin to transition out of this practice into whatever it is you need to do for the rest of the day.